Next spring, administrators in Licking County's Lakewood School District will take a building levy to the ballot for the fourth time in less than 2 years. That's after voters last month once again rejected the levy to replace Hebron Elementary. It's a more than century-old building that's showing its age and is too small to house all of the district's K-5 students. As fans spin above the classroom, first graders sit on the floor and concentrate on reading. At least they try. Teacher Amy McCartney says that even after the weather turns cooler, classroom temperatures can top 80 degrees. The building uses a boiler system that struggles to regulate itself. McCartney opens windows for relief.
The temperature plays a key role in wanting to pass the bond, but it's the secondary things that happen because of the temperature. Again, there's mold, there's moisture, those reasons why. Even I take 2 allergy pills a day because of being in this building.
Teacher Rebecca Hayes travels to 6 different classrooms every day to help students learn to read.
What does he do in this story on his skateboard?
He goes through the bark on the bike and watches people ride skateboards.
Oh, so she says teachers do their best to decorate their rooms to hide water leaks, old pipes, and cracked floors.
The attention of the students is hard to sustain simply because we have fans blowing all the time, or we have water leaking all of the time, or our building always just has noise from all of the things that are breaking or the things that are wrong with it.
There are no restrooms on the second floor, and the building is not ADA compliant for the disabled. A lift installed on the staircase transports wheelchair-bound or injured students between the basement and second floor.
This building is, I would describe it as a tank.
Superintendent Mary Kay Andrews says there is only so much they can do to make the 1914 building functional in the 21st century.
Currently, we have one building, it's 105 years old, that houses our kindergarten, first and second graders. Our students then transfer to another building that's only third grade, and then they go to another building that's fourth and fifth grade.
Andrew says combining all K through fifth graders into one building would be more efficient.
Our maintenance staff right now, between this building and the buildings at Jackson Intermediate, we spend a lot of time and effort and money just keeping things running. And we just want to do the right thing for our taxpayers and for our kids.
The right thing, Andrew says, would include passing the bond levy going back on the ballot next March. It would raise more than $31 million for a new school. For homeowners, it would mean about $133 a year in new taxes for every $100,000 of home value. At Powell Printing in Hebron, owner Phil Lewis voted for the levy last time. Now he questions whether all of the money is necessary.
Sounds like it's an awful lot of money to build a new school. I mean, you got all these empty buildings over in the industrial park, which you could probably buy something and turn it into a school or something.
Lewis says raising taxes could hurt older residents living on fixed incomes. Some relief is on the way. An old bond levy to build the high school expires in 2026. That will save property owners about $60 a year on a $100,000 home. Other critics of the levy have pointed to what they called financial mismanagement by the district, including the recent construction of a new high school football stadium. Parent Bethany White says she understands some longtime residents may be reluctant to lose the old building, but it's time for change.
Historically, I think it's awesome. I'm a fan of history, and my kids are the fifth generation in this building, so I think that there's kind of a special factor to that, but the bigger priority is that this is not a good educational environment for them in this century.
Teacher Amy McCartney tears up thinking about her students staying in an unfit school building.
It's important for these guys because they're the ones who pay for it day to day.